Daily Dumbass, hosted by Dipshit Dal, available everywhere you podcast. Dipshit Dal is no doctor. He's not a judge, lawyer, financial advisor, news anchor, not even a good host, to be honest. This is just a solo indie podcast, random rants, reviews, and sometimes fucked up thoughts. Dipshit Dal would like to thank corporate media for being right about everything they have ever broadcasted. Because in the day and age of 2022, apparently a new thing is misinformation. I cannot believe this. Some people do not believe that there was a magic bullet fired by Lee Harvey Oswald. They think that he was a patsy. Some folks think that the Pope has dark ties to the underworld. Those same people believe that the U.S. government used to dose unknowing Johns in a brothel just to watch them react on acid, to see if they could master the whole mind control. Those same idiots think Facebook, aka Meta, is somehow mining all your data, location, contacts for financial gain. If you're white and you say anything, sorry, you're a racist. If you're a person of color, anything's an opinion. If your news comes from Joe Rogan or Russell Brand, you must not know anything about shit. You're only supposed to trust anchors that were the hosts of the 2001 reality show, The Mole, who is a Vanderbilt homosexual and one of the hosts of CNN. This is my trigger warning statement for the latest episode of Daily Dumbass with Dipshit Dal. Thanks. Alright, start it out. I did episode a few weeks back. That was whenever the 200 doctors came out about wanting to censor Joe Rogan. And since then, the media's done nothing but just taken off with everything that they're doing. They, from the 200 doctors canceling, wanting to cancel him, within the next week, the next story was Neil Young was wanting to pull all of his music from Spotify. You know, I talked about that and everything. And then it turns out that Neil Young doesn't even own the rights to his song. He sold them to, who knew it, but I believe BlackRock. And then they told him, you know, you're a fucking idiot. You gotta put that stuff back. You can't do that. So he backs out of it or does an apology, does whatever he does. And then now videos circulating from 10 years ago, compilations of, you know, I'm not even getting into it, whatever. But all that I'm saying is that it's been out for a while, that compilation video. Most of the people that's listened to that show, that's popped up on our algorithm. And the fact of the matter is that I don't know, obviously, he's not calling anyone it. He's not referring to anyone as it. But on the same hand, I mean, he's sitting there talking about Dave Chappelle talking to Comedy Central about how come Dave Chappelle asking Comedy Central why he could use that word. And their answer, I mean, that's a whole different conversation. But, you know, what's the difference in him saying that and Biden saying, what'd he say? Fuck. You ain't black if you don't vote for me. That's right. That's what he said. So, I mean, I get it, but, I mean, Rogan wasn't singling out any person. Biden put all black people in one group and was basically like, you all have to vote for me because, like, you guys have always done Democratic. You know, it's crazy. Crazy madness. But that's what they can do, is they could just try and take shots, and them going at him is probably going to do kind of like the same thing that happened whenever Netflix went at Dave Chappelle. You know, two unicorns being hunted down to be mounted on the wall as a trophy. And what it could do is, allow the different pushback and everything. On the same hand, it could also cause smaller podcasts and smaller businesses, or like Chappelle's specials on Netflix. Like, obviously Spotify is going to back Rogan. They won't drop him. If they do drop him, I mean, he could start his own source with Alex Jones. It'd be the Alex Jones, Joe Rogan platform, everybody. You say anything you want. Misinformation wars. Come at me. Misinformation LLC. Yeah, man. It's the new free speech place, man, where you can say whatever you want, man. I don't know, man. That's a shitty Joe Rogan impersonation, but whatever, Spotify won't drop him, just like Netflix won't drop Chappelle. And what it might do is cause them, I mean, it's either gonna cause the cancel people to kind of stop doing what they're doing, which I doubt. They're just gonna try and get louder about something else. But it's not working in their favor. It's more of a, it's gonna backfire, but what I've now noticed is Spotify's got the new rules and regulations, terms and conditions, and whatever, that's fine. No one should be saying hate speech, but like I was asking in my intro thing, so is them taking down the 70 Rogan episodes, are they taking down anyone else's videos? Are they taking down videos of people of color saying honky or cracker or wigger? Are they taking down places of or episodes where people of color have used terms in that way? And I don't give a fuck. Say whatever you want. You call me stuff. I don't care. But I mean, I'm just wondering, where is it going where with these terms and conditions they're going through and gonna take out, are they just taking out that word? So are they gonna eliminate all rap music? I mean, this is a dangerous minefield of landmines all over the damn place. So we're gonna go out and we're gonna go censor words through history or write people off, where Picasso was a piece of shit. Okay, but his art is still worth fucking way more than anything. So I mean, you saying that you're not gonna talk about Picasso or whatever, I mean, his art's gonna go up in value because of the people in the art community who know about Picasso. That means that much more to them. If you're going through and changing everything, so we're not gonna have NWA Straight Outta Compton. We can't change the history. We can't rewrite it. That's usually done by the winners, and right now the losers are trying to rewrite it. The losers are rewriting history to what they want it to be, but they're not even trying to rewrite history. They're trying to rewrite the current. So, I mean, and with the misinformation thing, so are we going back, and is CNN, Fox, MSNBC, are they going through and they going to be pulling down their stuff? Alex Jones was deplatformed, and what happened with that was he was spreading misinformation and dangerous content and stuff that wasn't up to par to what they were saying. So it doesn't make sense whenever you're pulling people off for having an opinion. They're just talking. People are making jokes and having a conversation. This is a completely just random rant off my head. It's not a good podcast. If you listen, thank you. I appreciate you. But, just c kind of something that, you know, I have questions about. And just putting it out there, if anyone could have the answers on it. I know it's a big topic going around, but when do we draw the line? We're now allowing participation award recipients to rewrite history. Because, why? You're not good at anything, so you're trying to get the clout for canceling someone who does have the clout? I don't know. So, in kindergarten, are we teaching them that Thanksgiving we came over and we gave them blankets to keep them warm, and then they gave us corn in return, but then the blankets didn't really keep them warm and they fell asleep and never woke up. That we gave them the Christopher Columbus came over and he thought he was in India and he was like, hey, people from India, let me give you this weighted blanket. And apparently the weighted blanket was too heavy and they couldn't wake up the next morning. Is that what we're going to teach the kindergartners? Lee Harvey Oswald should have taught a military rifling sniper. Like, he should have been a sniper instructor. He should have been at Quantico and teaching them how to snipe. Because it's amazing. Or, if he packed his own ammo, they should have gave him a grant like Stark Industries to create all of the weapons. You know what I'm saying? It doesn't matter. This is all just hypothetical. These are all just jokes. I'm not trying to spread this information. I'm asking a question. I'm asking, where do we draw the line? What is the misinformation? I guess just what I'm wanting to know is, when is it that, you know, that all these things, censorships and, like, playing stuff, you're a piece of shit, first of all, if you take videos, clip them up into making it say something negative. Now, look, I've done different things where I've taken, like, okay, you know, maybe I'm a piece of shit, because I've taken clips and clipped them together and played some of other people's podcasts or played some songs or, but I'm not doing it to do anything to make that person say anything like mean or take it out of context. I mean, in a way that's trying to cancel them. I'm doing it in a way of like just being funny with it. And it's like David Portnoy just had the video on YouTube. I've only seen clip bits of that, but just like people release clips of people's stuff all the time. It's whenever you take it and you're soundbiting word by word by word into different shit or just one word over and over again. I mean, what the fuck are we doing? It's stupid whenever they're telling you that you can't have a certain opinion about certain things. Now the message that's popped up on terms and condition is on Spotify, it's all because of the Rogan shit. I mean, yes, Spotify has to have their rules and conditions and trigger warnings, but you can't pull people off for having an opinion or asking a question. Fucked up stuff has happened, but also, people ask questions about stuff, and people want to make jokes and comments about stuff. The cancel culture has now pushed it into the misinformation shit, and it's really a tricky line that they keep on trying to do. I mean, define it. Define exactly. I mean, one person's belief Does that make that misinformation? And, it goes to everything I've been saying about, MK Ultra with the mind control and saying, like, what is it that we're allowed to say? You're giving us a list of, like, don't do this, can't say this, can't do this. What can we? I mean, what narrative is allowed, apparently? Because it's a fine line whenever stuff's pulled off of YouTube, whenever you're just making videos, not even hurtful videos or like a review video where you're doing a review of a song and the song's playing and then it's pulled because you're copywriting the musician whenever you're not copywriting them, you're trying to give a review about it, but I get it, they gotta have their plays. How long of the thing can you play before they press copyright claims? 10 seconds? I don't know. And then if you're telling people to go and listen to it, I mean it's promoting it. It's a weird dance. It's a weird five step. It's not even a two step. So, yeah. Now they have the thing saying, if you're saying anything about the vaccine, okay, fine. It's all just shit that won't be discussed. But nah, whatever. If you would have said a lab leak a year ago, would have been kicked off, even though when it came out, a lot of people thought it was a lab leak, and those people were fucking crazy, apparently. But no, they were right. So now, other platforms are gonna thrive. They're gonna be like platforms that have kind of been where people don't want to go to, but now they're gonna have to go to. So it's gonna be interesting to see the scramble happen within the next year or so. And I'm not quite sure what my predictions would be, what's gonna happen on what to say and what they want said, but I think it might be a big point of the next election of the whole infringement upon the First Amendment, in my opinion. And it's just me going down a rabbit hole of misinformation, which is the newest rabbit hole you could go down, because I mean that touches on every single conspiracy that's out there. I mean, at one point, all of those were misinformation. If you believed Betty and Barney Hill or said anything about aliens or UFOs, that was misinformation. They've released documents of unidentified flying objects. Definitely other lives. They've released documents of simulation. They've released so many different documents that people don't even really know about, but that's why the Buddhists say you manifest your reality, because this is a simulation. It all doesn't matter. So it matters, what you do matters to you and your surrounding people. Other than that, it doesn't fucking matter. It's just a game that they're playing. The simulation's a big board of risk, and they're just trying to take it over. I'm Dipshit Dal, this is Daily Dumbass, and I mean just by the name and of the host and the name of the podcast, chances are you're coming here and everything I'm saying is horseshit anyway, so Whatever. That's what I got.